The Transforming Gender really is a conference that examines all facets of gender related to trans, related to genderqueer people, related to intersex. So it's really an examination of the rules that apply to gender, as well as understanding life experiences of those who identify as transgender.
Are we seeing a change in attitudes at a wider societal level around non-conforming or non-gender conforming people and communities?
I think in limited areas we're seeing a shift in attitudes. What I think we're seeing mostly right now is more of an awareness.
And is that due to greater visibility on the part of certain individuals, or where is that awareness coming from?
I think it is due in large part to some of the celebrities who have recently transitioned, Chaz Bono and Caitlyn Jenner. I think in part also we're seeing more and more children transition in schools, and that tends to hit the news a lot more.
On one side, we are seeing more visibility and more positive coverage, I suppose, maybe in mainstream media. But on the other hand, we're still seeing absolutely record levels of violence experienced by transgender people, gender questioning people, record rates of unemployment compared to the rest of society. So there are still very many hurdles. Maybe talk a little bit about them.
Exactly. And that is one of the main reasons the conference exists. We're going to be having workshops on transgender employment, on sort of self-care to deal with the cultural bias against transgender people. So you're absolutely right. While we've made some steps, we've got a really long ways to go.
And do those steps, you know, to continue on that path, does that need to come through legislation? Does it just come through changes in societal attitudes? I mean, how do we actually get to that ultimate goal?
Yeah, there's a lot of steps to it. I think some of it is legislation. The birth certificate bill just passed the House here in Colorado.
Well, so explain a little bit about that, because that was very significant.
Yes, it was. I mean, really, the rules around changing your birth certificate and showing evidence for why that should be done were rather archaic. And so we're trying to make it more feasible for transgender people to be able to change their identity documents, which affect all parts of their lives.
So that's at a state level here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. What's happening federally? Can we have federal legislation, or does it have to happen at a state level?
Really both. We do still need federal protection for gender identity, gender expression in the workplace. And there's been, you know, I guess legislation for hate crimes, and that has helped us, but that doesn't help with the cultural bias and the degree of assault and violence that many transgender people face. So we really need education across all spectrums, especially in the schools. So I think that's a good place to start, but really we need it to sort of infiltrate all parts of society.
Well, tell us about some of the speakers that will be at the Transforming Gender Symposium. I know there will be films that will be shown and various different panel discussions. What will be happening?
Sure. On Thursday night at 5 p.m., we have our first keynote speaker, Genesette Gutierrez, and she'll be speaking about undocumented transgender women mainly and their experiences, particularly with ICE in those detention facilities and the dangers and violence they face there. On Friday at 5 p.m., we'll be hearing from Cece McDonald, who was recently released from a male prison or a man's prison, where she was not given her hormones until a widespread petition submitted to the State Department allowed her to get her hormones. So she'll be talking about violence women face in the prison system as well as on the street.
These, of course, are the day-to-day experiences of so many transgender individuals. So who should come to this event? Who is welcome to this event? Is it people who are somewhere on the spectrum? Because I guess everybody really is. So
everybody really is. And the event is free and open to absolutely everyone. Anyone who is interested in learning more about what it means to be transgender, the experiences we have, the political fights that are ongoing, what needs to change in our social system. Anybody who's interested should come.